SBS Radio.
Kung ano ang iyong tinanim, ito rin ang iyong aaniin. Para sa mga miyembro ng Gawad Kalinga, gaya ni Mia Navarro, puso ang tinatanim nila sa negosyo upang matugunan ang isyu ng kahirapan.
Good morning, Mia!
Good morning, Nikki!
Can you tell me a little bit about the program that you're doing for the community?
Yes, marami sa mga audience natin who are listening right now are familiar with Gawad Kalinga. For Gawad Kalinga kasi part of this program to provide homes for the homeless. It is one of the ways to develop the community. The mission really is to be able to end poverty for the Filipino families. And we realized that the journey to ending the poverty by providing homes is just actually just the start of it, na mahabang journey talaga siya. And one of the things that we thought of is to be able to provide sustainable development programs for the residents who were provided homes. So when we had a community that was developed in Angat, Bulacan, specifically here in Barangay Encanto, kinawa namin siya na hindi lang bahay, we had to make it sustainable. So, noong 2010, JK Enchanted Farm was built. So, JK Enchanted Farm is where you'll see 50 families that were provided free homes. And then, apart from it, meron talagang a 43-hectare farm wherein hindi lang siya lupa para lang din tamnan ng mga gulay o prutas o kahoy. Pero ginawa na rin dyan tandring itong social enterprise hub. So the JK Enchanted Farm is the first farm village university in the whole world. Farm siya because yes, this is now a land na meron mga produce na pwede mag-cultivate here in the land that we have. But it's also a village because like what I said, meron tayong community. And this is also a university, Nikki, kasi we have a school here. It's called School for Experiential and Entrepreneurial Development, wherein meron tayong mga scholars from different parts of the Philippines who are provided free education, free accommodation, and free meals. So it's 100% scholarship. And these are the scholars from the poorest of the poor communities who really want to study but have no means. They can opt to be farmers, but they don't really need to be farmers. They can opt as an option. They can be part of an existing social enterprise, and they can also build their own social enterprises.
Meron ba kayong mga collaborations with GK Australia, or is GK Australia involved with Enchanted Farm in any way?
Yes, they're very much involved here in the farm. They would send also some of the partners in GK here, you know, to stay here in the farm to learn about social enterprise. Because we also have social enterprise camps. These are for people who are interested in knowing what social enterprise is or already have a business, but they want to turn their business into a social enterprise. Develop, or how do I say it, parang restructure yung business nila na hindi lang siya for profit. It's not only driven by profit, but also driven by social impact. How they can help the community, how they can help the country. So GK Australia would bring people here to stay in the farm to learn about social enterprise. Sometimes they would stay here for a long time and become an intern already. And some would just stay for a weekend to also participate sa business camp. Kasi dito sa Gawad Kalinga, dito sa farm, marami tayong mga na-invite na mga volunteers and people who would like to actually stay here to be able to help. Kasi marami tayong ganyan feeling na parang we have all the means and resources and even the time. Pero we don't know where to start or how to actually, paano natin siya, paano tayo nakakatulong, ganon. So there's a French intern who went here. His name is Fabian Cortel. And he first started in Dawat Kalinga as a volunteer. And later on, he actually fell in love with the mission and the community and stayed here for years na and started the Plush and Play and social enterprise. So it was actually started by a French intern volunteer here. And he this was made possible through engaging the GK communities. Kasi here in Bulacan, noong mga 1900s pala, noong sobrang lakas ng textile industry ng China, ang mga employees ng China are kinuha nila sa Bulacan. So, tinuruan nila, nagkaroon sila dito ng mga factories, kaya marami din dito mga gawaan ng gowns eh, mga gawaan ng mga barong, mga damit. Kasi, na nung dumating dito yung mga Chinese, tinuruan yung mga taga-Bulacan paano magtahe ng maramihan. At hindi lang siya yung mga RTW, pero mga may disenyo na rin. Pero nagkaroon kasi ng recession. So natanggal ng employment yung mga taga-Bulacan and sayang naman yung skills. And when Fabian was here and he was looking for ways to actually help the GK community even more, even actually he was also teaching sa school. He was also a teacher sa school. He was also helping with the operations of the farm. He thought of ways to even engage the community more and provide economic opportunities to them. He realized through research na marami parang skilled na workers dito sa pananahe, hands-on at saka yung machine. So yung mga titas are actually residents of the GK community here in Enchanted Farm. And nakapagkuha siya ng tulong din sa iba't ibang mga partners of GK to be able to buy mga sewing machines. Tapos dati actually isang may tinayo siya na gawa pa nga ng pawid yung tawin, parang bahay kubo. Sa bahay kubo pa yan, yung mga titas yung nagtatahe. The reason why he also wanted to hone and use the skill is napansin din niya, yung mga kids, di ba kapag ako rin naman eh, ako when I was young, I didn't really like eating vegetables. Ayoko doon lasso niya, tsaka itsura niya, para sa akin, parang alien yung itsura niya, parang ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Tayo naman, yung mga bata tayo, like even for the toys that we don't have like teddy bears or any other cute cartoon characters. I mean, I don't see anything wrong about it, pero wala tayo masyadong makita na cute na mga vegetables. Kaya pag nakakita na tayo ng gulay, ang unang reaction, takot. Parang, oh, ano yan? Ngayon lang nakita niya. Parang, I don't want to even touch it. I don't even want to see it. So, merong ganon. And he realized na, i-mix natin yan. I-mix. Kasi sa community rin here in GK, sobrang daming bata. Sobrang daming bata. So, na-realize na, ano natin siya? No, we have skilled workers here. There is, he's passionate about helping the GK community, and he loves the kids also. And he also would like the kids to have, umusa pa lang at their age, na magkaroon ng liking sa vegetables. Kasi this will encourage them to eat vegetables and to have, you know, a healthier life. So hindi sila magiging sakitin kapag kumakain lagi ng gulay. Ang nakakatawa pa is, para mas lalong matickle din yung market. Eh, pinangalanan niya to sa mga Filipino celebrities. Like, for example, yung Okra. Ang pangalan is Okra Honor. Tapos, the Okra, meron pa siyang Lunay. Tapos, merong carrots, ang pangalan, Noli de Carrots. There's Mais Ganda. Tapos, meron yung Kinakikiligan kapag nakikita, si Puko Martin. Tapos, meron tayong Mais Ganda, meron Jessica Saging, meron tayong Apple the App, meron tayong si Ann Camatis, actually si Ann Curtis, Ann Camatis. Siya, ang dami mga names. Siya, Ryan Bawang, Silly Crawford. So, yeah, right now, Plush and Play has a growing number of patrons. Marami talaga mga bata.
Nakita ko kasi meron din parang plot of land. Plush din siya na parang soil.
Yes. Yes. Ang tawag kasi dyan is the grow kit. So, GK din. So, grow kit. So, the kids at such an early age can spark the interest in farming and also the appreciation of the vegetables na sinaserve sa kanila na parang meron kasi dong shovel, there's also a rake, meron pang watering can doon. So, na malalambot na sasoy siya. Tapos, merong land, tapos meron ding mga gulay doon. So, they can do a pretend farming activity, a pretend farming game with their playmates or with their parents. Tayo pa lang, flash and pay pa lang yung merong ganyan na pretend play here in the Philippines.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.